Hi and welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. You're in myself, Javen, Montana Chocolate Noir, Jay the Comedian. I don't even think I even say Montana Chocolate Noir properly.
I can't keep up, man.
Can't keep up. J-O, you know the team.
Sunday fun day, bro. It's not, bro, where's the energy today, bro? Where's the energy, fam?
Where's the energy, bro?
You're a little mad lethargic. You should, bro. I'm the one who should be like...
I feel like I'm hit by a bus this week,
bro. Bro, if you knew the week I had, if any of you knew the week I had, you know when life's going good, Not to say like life was amazing or nothing, but you know if it's cruising, like it's too quiet. Why are you saying it like that? Like life's cruising, innit, And it's just like you. I was like. I know that time a couple of weeks ago where there was dog shit on my tire.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But, like, I look back on that was really nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, after that, I was, like, I had, like, a good week or whatever. And then I'm, like...
Sorry, the microphone is quite, I'm tired, sorry. That's why we're here, man. Continue.
Am I boring you?
Not you.
What, bruv?
Not you.
You need to restart the thing or something, bro. Man's, like,
No, I'm all right.
Wide mouth. Nah, you're not ready. You're not prepared for this podcast, bro.
I don't think you are.
Nah, but we're mentally in the trenches, fam, bro. This is a therapy thing today, bro.
Yeah.
This is a therapy thing today. Basically, yeah. Life was good. Life's cruising and all that. You know, you can smell. You can sense something's gonna happen. Like something bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bro, are you on it today, fam?
Yeah, but I'm fine.
You're not you, fam, today.
Huh?
You're not you today.
Bro, I haven't been me since 2013, man. The 10 years.
I'm like, something bad's gonna happen, isn't it? And it's right what they say, you know. It comes in threes. This week has been a mad.
Do you know what? You know, on the 24th of July, I swear July's gonna be the quickest month this year, man.
Yeah, I think every month's quick now. But it's not even that. It doesn't even feel like July. It feels like September, October, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. The weather's been shocking for July.
Yeah, it's only been like 3 days in July where it's been
amazing, right? Shocking. Absolutely shocking, man.
June was calm.
Yeah.
June was where the weather was at. July. But what's been going on with July? July last year was a madness.
Yeah, touched 40 last year, innit? Yeah.
But you know they always say, honestly, you know, they always saying, oh, it's going to be a heat wave, it's going to be the hottest day. They say that every year, oh, it's the hottest. They always say it's going to be the hottest day this year. I'm like, I swear you say that literally every year.
Europe's got a heat wave, innit? But I'm glad we don't have a heat wave, man, because they're saying it's like almost 50 degrees or something.
Bring on that heat, man.
Nah. Bring in that. London. Nah,
oh,
man.
No.
In London, bro, no way. If you was on that sandbank somewhere or whatever.
Sandbanks, you know. Not even Bournemouth, sandbanks.
If you was in Sandbanks Beach, yeah. That'd be looking nice because it really feels like you're in a different country when you're there, innit?
Oh yeah, it feels like a mini version of LA,
a
watered down version.
Yeah, back to the week I had, innit? Yeah, are you still entertained or are you bored?
Because
you're yawning, innit?
I'm fine now. I got it out.
Bro, you can't lie. That was the most unprofessional start you've had, fam.
Yeah, guys. Oh yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry about that, guys. Remember to like, subscribe. Guys, if you're new around here, hit the subscribe button, please. Make the channel grow. Like the channel, guys. Please do your part. Like the channel. What keep us going. This is what we do. It's what we love for you guys. But thank you.
You heard the man. Go like up the thing. Yeah. Okay. We'll get straight to it. I got scammed.
I got scammed.
I can't go into the whole details. Basically, man got twanged in it, but man, I don't know what that is. They infiltrated me in it, man. I've never been scammed, but I've never been defrauded before, nothing like that.
Just first time?
Yeah, first time, bro. Man just got scammed in it, bro. Wasn't a lot, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't in the thousands or hundreds.
How's that experience? Sounds like a dumb question, but how does that experience make you feel?
Oh, yeah, bro. When you see that money getting sucked out of your account, you're like, what's going on? Man was panicking on the phone, but we've seen everything on the phone these days. It's hard to get through to someone, isn't it? Man's on.
Let's talk. Do you know what? Yeah. You see with things like that, I don't like that. I feel like there should be a duty of when something like that, where it's like, because like, you know, these days there's so many ways to do banking, though, and so many ways people store money, and you got newer things, and then a lot of the time, I don't think it's right that like, you just create like an, oh, you can talk to a bot online and then chat. I think there should be someone you can call up and say, yo, willing to hear me now.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. Not this, oh, Sarah's talking to you. Sarah doesn't exist. Or yeah, Matthew's talking to you. And then you type and then you type and then. I don't agree with that. I think it should be someone you should call. And
I wasn't chatting to no bot called Matthew. It's a bot at first, and they put you through to like a real person, yeah. But it's through live chatting it. So man was like, oh, so help me, man. I was like, please, man, please. It's never happened to me before. Man, I was like, it was mad, innit, bro? Proper mad. Like, I was literally, my battery was dying, innit, yeah. And I was out in the street. I had to run into these phone shops and all that. Can't go too much into it. Yeah, it's being investigated at the moment. I can't go into it too much because I will throw this mic across the room. It's just a very it's not a pleasing experience, isn't it, man? So that happened, yeah. Something happened during at work. Someone that I'm very close at work is poorly at the moment. So that happened before that, innit? So that was kinda affecting me a little bit, innit?
Yeah.
And then the thing with my bank account and all that happened on the same day, and then another thing happened. If you're watching, yeah, and of all ages, young teen, even if you're 10 years old and you're watching this, probably shouldn't, yeah. Fear women. But I don't care if you're a bachelor, whatever, you've always been getting girls. I don't care. Fear women, yeah? Fear them. Fear them to the core. You should be fearful of women because they're treacherous, dangerous. I was about to say something mad, you know?
Yeah.
I was about to say something mad. Yeah?
Okay, Lou, why do you say that?
I love to give the audience context, innit? Yeah. But I can't, innit? So I'll try my best. Innit? God, this person might even see it as well, innit? But fuck it. Yeah, you deserve to see my pain, innit? Obviously, getting to know someone. Things are going good.
Yeah.
Sand, you know.
The by the way, so if you're watching, this is what you're doing to the man. Yeah. I hope you're proud of yourself.
If this was thing was in isolation, it would be so minor.
Yeah.
But because of other things, the accumulation of things, this thing happened on the same day as the other thing. Bro, that day, yeah. Oh, and other than that, but man got pulled over by police as well. First time ever.
How much else can one
This is all in like 1 or 2 days, bro. Yeah, man got pulled over by bad police. Like I knew straight away, innit? Yeah, I was driving. I was literally right by my house, innit? I'd see them blue lights. I was like, what now?
The GTA settings.
Yeah, I was like, what now? And then they pulled up beside me. I was like, because I don't incriminate myself, innit? But I'd done something I wasn't, you know, shouldn't be doing, innit? And I was like, man, just take it easy next time. I was like, cool, bro.
Were you shaking?
No, I wasn't shaking or nothing. I wasn't scared or nothing. But I was just like, you know, you just like, you couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because you know that time when I saw you, fam? And I was like, man, I almost crushed my car, bro. Like, I'm mad at rap, fam. You know, you're mad in the car, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and then I was just like, oh, God. And I went home, yeah. Got out of the car, yeah. And I was just like, You know Top Boy. You know the Shane, that scene.
Oh yeah.
He gets off. You know he's that. He's got two phones in it. So yeah. One of them. His mom's just died. What else happened? His mom died. Three things happened.
His mom. That's what took.
Yeah, it was the third one. Now his mom died in it. Yeah. Mm. But I got that car. Yeah. No one phoned me or nothing. But I just looked around. I was like, my mom was collapsing on the floor. You know. Yeah. So that happened, man, just took bare hours. And I'm going to get back to the thing, yeah. But today even, like, the text I got today, thankfully it's not as deep as it sounds.
Yeah.
I was told that a family member was sent to the hospital today, and I was, you saw my face, innit? Oh, you saw my face. I was like,
yeah, man, I just feel like,
I was like, what bitch put a hex on me, bro?
How often, that's just pain, man.
Oh, but it's like I said, I sensed this was coming though, because, you know, things were just cruising for me. You know, everything's just falling into place for you.
Yeah, but then you normally think on the way up, you just keep.
If I'm honest, I'm pessimistic by nature. I've learned to have a more of a positive outlook in life, but like historically speaking, I've always been pessimistic in it.
Do you not think you deserve a break? You don't want
to
do one.
No, I've learned to, like, you know. Yeah, I do deserve a break now, but I knew something was coming in. Back to like what's happening, yeah. Getting to know someone, things are going good. Mm. Due to meet up.
Yeah.
Something happened. Whatever. Okay, work around that. Then you're due to meet up. You reschedule that, due to meet up a couple of weeks later.
Yeah.
Hey, you got no indication that it's gonna go left. Yeah? And then
it just happens.
And then the day before, I'm like, I get told, oh, yo, that this ain't gonna go the way you think it's gonna go, player. I'm just like, what? Like, how can you be showing a man one certain type of energy, and the day before, like, complete, like, left field, complete Yui? Imagine this, and we just got off the phone talking about what we was gonna do on the day.
Yeah.
Like adding more stuff to that day. Mm. And you get off the phone and then you get a big paragraph, bro. You're just like,
yeah, for me, yeah, this is what I mean, I've learned closely, I've had a similar, well, not as I had a feeling where, like, obviously the girl I get paragraphs, right? But I know when it comes to what I've learned a pattern, right? When it comes to, like, asking to meet up a girl, right?
Yeah.
And then I only get this, they may air it,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden, at another point, they reply. And then, do you ever get them ones where it's like you go on WhatsApp, and as you're on WhatsApp, you just see typing, and you see typing forever, like a minute, you're like, this is something. You know when you get typing for, you know when you say something so straightforward, yeah, to a girl, and they're typing the maddest long message, you know, my guy, you know it's long for you.
Yeah, it's a long.
And
day.
I knew it was coming as well, because I was thinking, why? I sent a message like the night before, and I woke up the next morning, went on WhatsApp, and I literally saw the person like typing and typing and typing and typing and typing. I'm like, why are you taking so? I mean, I feel like, why are you taking so long to type? And then they give you the first like three messages. The first three words are like hey or your name.
Yeah.
And then after that, they start saying the mad thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the ones where out of all the messages that I've sent before, you've never sent a message that as long as that. But now all of a sudden you got a whole essay,
yeah,
some structure
out of nowhere, like,
yeah, man, some structure, like, essay.
When I saw this shit, like a gut punch, right? You're like, everything's going well, everything's calm, like, why you gotta ruin the thing for, why? Why?
I had a situation with this person, right, where it's like they had them, I'm not going into it, right, but I'm not going into the specifics, but like it was going well, yeah. So I linked them up before, for a bit of context, this is all by chance, because I was out when you was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And our other brethren, right? Yeah. Was out. And then, like, we ended up going back to theirs.
Yeah.
Right? And then, the crack of dawn, past the crack of dawn,
yeah,
people left one by one. I stayed to the end.
Yeah, but you, fam, you soldiered through the hour. Like,
I...
Nah, that was an eventful night. You know? Yeah. No one, it's always, like you said, it wasn't even planned, bro.
It wasn't planned. It's like I forgot. So basically, it's like I forgot. Yeah,
we went.
The event the happened. Original plan, the original plan even happened. Yeah, it didn't happen, but it did happen, and that was sick in its own right. But all of a sudden, it got sidetracked completely, become a different turn. it's like you can't write. You couldn't write it.
Yeah. Right? That night was wild, bro. Man was walking into rooms and man on the packet and all that, bro. Man on the gear. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. Let me not say too much. That was I wasn't doing.
No,
that,
none of us. Yeah.
None of us was doing that.
You know, sometimes you go in the and you're. You are somewhere, bro. You get someone fired exclusive and you go into the wrong room, fam. You see some mad thing, bro.
Yeah.
Some eyes wide shut thing, bro.
But obviously, I've done that and eventually I was the last person to leave. And then the person was like, we don't do what we do. And then obviously they're saying to me, oh, you better WhatsApp me, you better stay in contact. So obviously, twos now. I don't contact them the same day. I was so dusted. Yeah. Before I move on to that, this is how I had energy for days. I got past the point I was tired. I must have done a walk here from where I lived all the way to like near where my granddad lives, right? And it was hot that day as well. And I went all the way back home. So I'm like, I didn't sleep. So basically the last time I actually slept was Friday night. And the next time I slept was basically Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's literally, that's basically what happened.
Yeah.
So I didn't contact them that day when they said, oh, you better WhatsApp me. Then the Monday, I don't think I contacted them again. And I think it was, I want to say it was either Tuesday or Wednesday when I popped up. Having good conversations, blah, blah, blah. Trying to get them to meet again. But it's fine. Talking. Then obviously another few days. Next time I contact them again. The next week, having conversations again. Then obviously they don't even live far from where I live. Yeah. And then they were going to like somewhere in Scotland.
Yeah.
Come back, follow up again. We're talking, and then eventually I asked the link again, and he was on my link, and then all of a sudden they dropped this whole, I think blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Then obviously when I got that message, I must have called them straight
because
I'm a cool man. I just call. I think that's part of work I used to do. I used to call people, call them. Thought that I swayed them around. Went wrong with it. Next week I pop up again, and that's when they drop the thing again. And after that, it just didn't happen, man.
Yeah.
And what I'm basically saying is, like, do you know? And the thing is, to be honest, there was signs before, but at the same time, it was going. Do you know when you're being friend-zoned or to stop texting a girl? Do you always know when to stop texting a girl?
In most cases, 100%, yeah.
Do you actually do
it? In most cases,
How much time do you think you
Because if they give off that signal that they're not interested, then it's pretty clear then you shouldn't be pursuing this.
But the thing is, though, they don't always give off the signal they're not interested. They give mixed.
But I'm saying in a generalized case, they would, innit, yeah?
Would you say go on.
Not going.
Would you say you're a persistent guy? Because I'm a very persistent guy.
I am when I need to be. I am for the right thing and for the right person and for the right reason, yeah. But it's like do you know what annoys me in these type of situations? Yeah? If the roles were reversed and if the shoe was on the other foot,
yeah.
I would be getting castrated for
that's
this,
what I'm
for
saying.
This type
you know
of behavior.
Them ones. Like, you know them ones.
In this world, yeah, as a man, yeah, it's like what Tony Montana says, yeah. You got your word and you got your balls in it, yeah.
Mm.
The two things you got in this world as a man, your word and your balls, and you don't break them for no one, yeah.
Mm.
I feel like with like modern women, yeah, they don't get held to that type of standard.
Oh, 100.
Like reputational wise and stuff like that. As a man, like you need to follow through what you say and what you do in it, yeah, and you need to come correct, yeah. But I feel like if you're dealing with someone and they're not serious, like what. Do you have any consequences for your silly actions or no? But as a guy, you're gonna feel the brute force of that straight away.
Do you know what I've learned? I've got to be responsible for what comes out of my mouth.
You have to be because that's all you have.
Yeah, generally,
you have to be accountable.
Generally, yeah, I feel like I've got to be responsible for what comes out of my mouth. And not the worst thing about it as well, yeah. I was actually feeling this thing as well. I was feeling this. You know the ones, yeah. At first, because you was there. At first. I wasn't necessarily feeling anybody because you remember, like where we sat, I sat behind the table.
So hard to talk about someone you're not trying to get into.
I know. I'm going around all that stuff. I'm not trying to get into too much. I kind of gave more deals than I thought.
Basically, on the way there, you was like, "Yo, what's the plan?" So I'm see what happens in it, bro. You was like, "Okay."
No, but you're talking further. I'm talking about even before we got to that.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm walking in the room, bro. I see.
Yeah. Well, whilst they're in the room. Oh yeah.
I need some. Not that type of madness in there. Yeah. Like whatever in there. Just like some.
The Jamie madness.
Not even that. Not even that. Like, it was more like some acrobatic madness in it.
Okay.
What's that thing? Twister. Some twister.
I got you.
I ain't gonna expose it like that.
Yeah.
I'll just say like, rah, with some acrobatic thing on the floor and all that. Like I said, it was nothing sexual. There was fully clothed in it. But I was just like,
basically some beat at yoga.
Yeah, 100 in it. That was wild.
Yeah, that was wild. But before that, yeah, I was, you know, it's how she grew onto me very quickly, but throughout the night.
Yeah.
It's like at first glance, I wasn't really, because you gotta remember we was at the event. I remember the place we was at, we left and then came back, right? And then, so we left to go back to where we was, to then eventually we were thinking, oh, should we go back? Because I was already in good spirits before. And that's when we met. And the thing is, they told us to come to the table. And you two, obviously, you and our guy, he sat down, but I sat down briefly on the table behind. And eventually we all lined up. And then I was like, I was just talking. Because everybody else was just talking to whoever was in front of us, and we was all kind of doing it in sync. And then I was just doing the sliding, like, you know, when you had the phone, like, I had the phone like this, and I just kind of slipped. Eventually, I slipped it behind the table on the slide. And the girl grabbed it, and then she took it and put the details in, and then handed it back to me. But none of you lot saw what I was doing, yeah? Obviously, I'll go to the toilet and I'll do what I'm doing, come back, carry on as normal. And then one thing led to the another, and then we end up all going to the first and
yeah.
And then obviously after that, everything.
See with your thing, bro. You know, I'm not going to go into too much time. There was something out of it, innit? It's annoying, because I don't want to. I'm not trying to come across this type of way, but I'm not. How can I word this without sounding like a? I don't want to come across as like an arrogant guy, innit? But I'm not starved for the opposite sex attention, if that makes sense. So it's not like, it's this one or there's nothing.
But it's
like, bro, you know, it's like the one thing you want, you can't have, fam.
That's a madness. Do you know what? Let's open this up a bit more, though. Let's get onto that, actually. Take away from me and you for a second, because that's what I actually thought. Do you think the average guy has most, this problem is common to the average guy? Even a thing he's actually currently with, do you think he's just looking at it thinking, there's the other one thing I actually want, but I can't have it.
I think like human beings as nature, man, you want what you can't have or what you don't have. Like, I've got curly hair in it. Yeah, when I was younger, I wanted straight hair.
You know the thing you can't have.
Yeah.
Once you do, let's say you end up getting it, do you not want it no more?
Do you know what? It's like a challenge. It's like, I'm not twisted in a way, but it's like, are you gonna, not even that you're playing hard to get, or you're gonna make it real, okay, watch. No creepy vibes or nothing like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, watching it. Or like, even when it comes to like certain opportunities in life or something, like, or like work or something, I had to go through some mad obstacles to get to the position I'm in now in terms of my work, and like people around me was like, oh, yo, like, you sure? Like, it's not easy what you're going. I was like, nah.
It's not meant to be easy.
I said, fuck it. I'm doing it. You told me, like, that's really hard. You can't do it. Before, when I was younger, when I was a lot younger, like, when I was my teen years, I was like, I had that attitude. I was like, oh, if I can't do it, oh, fuck it, man. I can't be done, innit? Like, you're defeated without even trying, innit? Like, now I was like, since I've gone older, I've learned,
adapted.
Them type of situations, and it's like, okay, watch, I'm gonna get this. Because everything so far, not everything in life I've planned for and I've got and achieved, but most things I have, and it's still a work in progress.
Do you think you saw a chance?
Do you know what? It's gone to that point where it's like, at the end of the day, if you're not interested, if you don't want man, it's like, it is what it is, isn't it?
The thing is, that
will make me lose interest, because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not gonna simp for you. Let's be honest, yeah. We've all simped.
Do you think it's natural? Do you think it's Do you think it's an involuntary reaction, or it's natural for men to simp?
Not all men, no. Certain types of men, yeah.
No, just generally, another is like, for example, where do you think it's like, do you understand why men simp? But even though we shouldn't, because sometimes you can know, but then yeah. You feel like, because I've come, obviously before, I think simp's such a recent term thrown around these days at the moment, yeah, but it's like, I've done something, I look back on it, I'm thinking, nah, Javen, you're simping for this woman, but it's like, you know, but you feel like you can't help, but because do we say that all men have simp in us somewhere?
I don't know if all men have simp in us, but all men have simped, if that makes sense.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like,
But if it's in you, you won't do it.
It's a term that's always been around, yeah, but I wasn't familiar with this term years ago. But the people we used to chat to, they were that. And you didn't even know. Like, I'm talking world-class elite levels of simping, bro, for, like, the person they're with in the relationship in real time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you letting her, like, you're moving like that.
What do you think's worse? Do you think simping for a girl you're not officially with, or simping for a girl you're actually officially, you know, with? Do you think do you think it's worse to simp for a girl that you want after that's not actually with you, you're trying to get to a level with, or do you think, or one that you're currently with and you're simping?
Nah, I think probably if you're like chasing, if you're pursuing one.
You think that's worse?
Yeah. 100, yeah.
I think it's the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, to me, I feel like if you are already there, you'd have established a basis. How can you be, to me, it should be, there's a flaw in the way I'm thinking, but I feel like it should be more stable.
Yeah.
Your mind should be more stable. Why are you simping for something you have?
I'm coming from my angle.
I think all simping is not great anyway. But
what do you men simp for though? Is it just for the box? Is it just to be associated with that person? Is it to be with that person? Like, because my thing is the angle. If you're getting to know someone and you're just, you know, you're respecting yourself, you've got dignity in it. Yeah. Obviously, there's degrees to simping in it, bro. Some man do some light simping. Some man to go way over the top. A lot of men doing it, they don't realize they're simping. Yeah? We've all done it, yeah? But if you've bagged it, the journey to that destination was respectful. Now, in a relationship, like, if you do some simpish actions, it's like, okay, well, I bagged you without doing that anyway. You're not compromising yourself. If that makes sense.
I had a conversation with my friend the other day actually about this on the phone, and I said the issue with simping. So for example, is like I think there's three types to simplify. Yeah, there's simping.
Three ways to simplify.
To make it more simple, right? I feel like you can sit. Some people, the guys, you simped to try and get the girl.
Yeah.
In the first place, that you never actually had.
Yeah.
You had the girl.
Yeah.
You're currently involved with the girl that you're simping for.
Yeah.
Or you had the girl, lost it, and then you start simping to try and get her back.
Yeah.
Now, and this applies to when I was speaking to my friend, my brethren, the other day about this over the phone, right?
Mm.
I think, even though, I'm not going to lie, I've been guilty of doing this. It's more when I've lost the person. Mm. And I feel like what it is, when I have done that, and I'm like, why did I do? You never simped to get her in the first place.
Mm.
So why? You didn't attract her to in the first place. Yeah. You got her on your own merit, or however you done it, your game, your look, whatever it is, somehow you got there somehow, right? Mm. So, why would you now start simping after the event to try and her to get her back? Do you know what I mean? That's not what got you in the first place.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think it makes sense. But then I think as a guy, when you're compromised emotionally, compromised, you lose. I've seen it. I've had friends where it's like their head loss is gone. So they just going after the girl. And like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, someone told me recently, like, they've been like,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I fully understand what you're saying. What I was gonna say is I know someone told me recently that they chased this person for years, innit? For years. They finally got with them and all that.
Oh, they finally,
Finally got with them, you know, got like children together and all that, and then it's like they look back and it's like, yo, did I make the right decision?
They questioned it because like I simped for this.
That's not even that simp, bro. It's like, I don't know, chase simp, whatever, yeah, but it's like, what are you chasing for, fam? You got to take yourself out of that thing. It's like, is it really worth it? Cause I used to say, oh, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Mm.
Bro, in the UK, man, the UK is done out, bro. The UK is done out. Yeah.
But you know what? Do you think in a lot of man's mentality, though, it's not that they don't think there's other fish in the sea, but I want this exotic fish, though. I want this fish. I want Lucky Day Shark Tail number 7. I want that fish.
I feel like you. Do you know what I mean? Shark Tail like almost every. I love it, bro. Like, I love it. I feel like you should reference Shark Tail like every other episode.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't even. You know what? I don't even realize.
That was Shark Tail. Like, find some old school animation, Disney, Pixar movie, DreamWorks, whatever.
It wasn't Pixar.
What was it? I don't even know.
I can't remember. I don't think it was Pixar. It's not Pixar, dude.
DreamWorks.
I can't remember. Maybe. Yeah, I think it was
DreamWorks. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's my point. What are we talking about? Exotic.
Yeah,
fish,
but it's yeah. Like, no, I'm not being
literally. Men, as we know, are visual creatures, isn't it, bro? You're going to go for the best aesthetically looking woman you can find, isn't it? But girls, I'm going to really say that's the looks wise. Obviously, you've got to be attractive to some degree, yeah. But that's not the. I wouldn't say that's like top priority. Innit? It's more of a status of a man, isn't it? Cause bro, you could be in shape, good looking, all of that, well groomed, but working in flipping Audi or something.
What's wrong with Audi?
No offense to people that work at Audi, but what I'm saying is like something basic, yeah. Yeah, you put more time, you're gonna get any you ain't gonna get the time of day. Yeah, with a certain type of women in it, yeah. But look at Ronaldo's girlfriend, what's her name? Georgina, I think. Man, he picked up in a Gucci store, innit? Fair enough, it's Gucci's designer, yeah, but still it's a retail store, innit?
Yeah.
Man, but he's like, I don't care where you work at, man, come with me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like What's your term on the plenty of our fish in the sea? I mean, do you think that's a terminology where they just say that just to make you feel better?
Bro, I've been in these waters, bro. Mm. There's fish, but not all fish are desirable.
Yeah,
you know, you got the food chain in it, man.
Mm.
You know, back to Shark Tail.
But no, there's
whirlpool and then there's you in it. Yeah.
No, but. You know the ones that are like, you know this one, but you know when it's like, your budget, people are saying, oh, there's plenty of fish, and you're like, you know, but you don't understand. I need this.
Oh, I'll be real with you, innit, yeah? I'm a COB, man. I'm a certified lover boy at heart, innit, yeah? I'm a, yeah. You know, that typical light skin, that Drake, you innit, man? That emotion. No, I'm a beast, bro. I don't, because when you're dealing with better women, fam, like Chase and Skill, bro, it's... Your life, my life becomes unstable a bit.
Oh yeah, yeah? Yeah.
So I'll be honest, there was a time, look, I was saying this the other day where I'm working it, yeah. Like we're chatting about girls and all that proper. Talk to this guy, man, sick guy, yeah. He wants to start his own podcast as well and all that. And I do really well for himself. He came out of prison recently, innit, yeah. But we was both talking, I was like, you know, when you're getting girl, you're getting active and all that, but it's like that's when I've been at my lowest in life. If that makes sense.
So you're getting a lot of like these girls, but yeah. Then outside, you're regressing.
Yeah. Okay. I think promiscuity. I think promiscuity from both gender. I know it's always been historically always been looked at as like, female promiscuity is like. I think I've come to the realization promiscuity in both genders is not great, man.
Nah.
I don't think so. It's not great. But as a man, you gotta have your little phase in.
But how much box is enough, though?
Yeah, because I think too much box can. Because the guys I know that have bare box, fam, like it's very rare. Most of them are like, are you truly happy in your life? Because for that, like, obviously, the more box you have, the more risk of baby moms, this, that, dramas.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'd rather just have one thing, bro. Chill.
But the thing is, though, I don't need, like, for me, at best, let's say, for example, I'm just juggling a few, I was trying to juggle a few women, right?
Mm.
Let's say, for example, I don't know, I sent, oh yeah, I didn't even say, I must have got a number off TikTok the other day. It's my first time I DM'd and got a number, I got a contact off TikTok.
I don't use that.
I know, but I'm saying that, obviously, because obviously you've got these different dimensions. For me, one of TikTok, you talk to someone on Instagram and you get a number from maybe your Tinder or Bumble or Hinge or whatever it is, your godforsaken app, Badu. That needs to be cancelled ASAP, man. I swear to God. That's another conversation I'm not getting into.
This episode is what is dating like in 2023, part two, bro. Like,
no, it's not easy. I think maximum I can handle at one point on like just talking to is I don't think at maximum the amount of girls I could talk to properly at once, I'll say probably three. Properly.
What do you mean though? Like just talking, like engaging with them, or you're active, like.
Okay, let me break that down. Actually, in terms of even engaging properly, because to me, I start losing track. I might do something mad. I might seem put in the wrong chat, respond to the wrong person, or and the thing is, it's not just because it's the amount of women; it's because of other things going on as well. I'm working as well. I'm working, so like also I can't be on phone all the time, even though I've always been decent at responding to messages.
Yeah,
and lunch break is like, how much can you keep talking at the same time? Someone you call, someone and I call as well. Sometimes I keep calling as well. And for example, like, let's say for example, I had this recently, right? I was speaking on one, and then someone else DM messaged me else, and I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake, they sent another message. I've got to pre that, but then I'm on another. I'm thinking, oh.
Do you know when you get lost in a sauce, man? Like, what it is, yeah? Women are great at this extracting, like extract like your time, your energy, your effort, your money if you allow them.
Oh,
like they just,
you gotta protect your money, man.
They just extract, like they just take, bro. And not even that, they just take, you allow, you're giving them for them to take. So yeah, that's not good, man. I see, but I know, man, the chance I beg, especially at one time. Some jobless behavior, man. Like,
do you think? But how do you juggle it all at the same time, bro? I can't. There's only so much clients I could take on at the same time.
Yeah,
that depth as well.
Yeah.
Because have you ever been ones where you're on a phone and talking to one on one girl? Yeah. You're on the phone, bro. You see, with me, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like when I get engaged with a girl on the phone, if I look at the average, when I look back on it, bro, I talk to girls for a good 2 hours on the phone, 2.5-3 hours. Do you do that?
Not really.
I'll keep them engaged for that long over the phone.
Yeah.
Right. But then, I'll get that, and imagine you get a missed call.
If it's one I'm feeling, then yeah. If it's just I'm talking to, no.
Yeah, but then the thing is, though, but you know the ones where, you're a bit rusty, and it's like you got to warm up, and then you get into rhythm, and then before you slightly upgrade to your next thing. So you need to warm up. Then you got to get in a rhythm.
How shallow.
I know, but you warm up because you know that you get someone at first, you talk, and then obviously you get one that's a bit better, so that you upgrade. And on a phone,
so you're just using them for practice. No, I'm not using.
I'm just saying
it's all you. I'm joking.
But I'm saying that you're on the phone for 2 hours, and then next thing you know, you got a missed call from someone else. Does that give you a bit of hush? Oh, can I call you? Call you back?
You're just head lost at that point.
No, but at that point, and the thing is, though, I like my conversation at night, late. And then at that kind of time, I've got one called, I'm on the phone to one missed call, I'm about to change it, and I'm downstairs, it's like, Javen! And I'm on the phone, I'm like, yeah, do you want to do this for you? I'm like, oh my God. See, that's how my mum in it, yeah? Kind of stuff, so I'm like, oh, shit. I've called up the phone to you, you missed call me, now my mum's calling me, so I can't call you back straight away. I don't know, man, I think that's a lot, man.
It's a lot to juggle with, man. I just feel like the forget the dating scene. I just feel like just the interaction with women in the UK, man.
That's what I mean. The interaction.
Yeah, the interaction with opposite women in the UK.
I mean, sorry, well, interrupt you. What I mean is, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking about even taking it even seriously. Even if you're just cheating, like you're just, for example, the amount of contacts you have. Don't you? How do you consistently manage that? Get everyone playing time. Keep that happy all at the same time.
Yeah, well, you got, you know. Got your Tuesday thing, got, you know, shout out to Nans and she wants to go to switch the Thursday thing and all that. It's just managing, isn't it? It's just managing that.
Yeah, but then the thing is though, I should know, because
I don't participate in that haram behaviour, by the way. So
I don't, but then
not anymore.
Do you know what? I used to look at this like leads, leads. So basically when I was my other job, right, as a state agent, we had like, I speak to 100 people plus a day. You have your different leads, you have hot leads. Eventually, if someone starts messing around, delete contact, dead lead. Yeah. Comes in, yeah, like proper fresh, and then you gotta just be like, nah, man, it's a big thing. But the reason why we do it though, as well, I know once I've been do it, you have to do it because when one starts going cold on you for every reason, that's why we're told to keep talking to multiple people at the same time, then you are just constantly refill. But you know, you just have that one, it's like, you know, I want that one. Yeah, I want that one. That's what I felt recently with one. I was like, I want this one though. Nah, man, I want this one. Like, the setup's perfect. You know, go to work, boss pissed you off, bit of stress relief, go to a 15-minute drive to the place. Do you know what I mean, bro? Come here, go before work, do your little madness. There's a shower there. You can look over that balcony, bro. I remember the scenery, man. I was like, they had to come with the whole extras and everything. Oh, I'm like, yo, this is the thing, bro. You was there, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. That's why it's so funny.
Oh, God.
Man fell in love with, like, the environment, bro.
No, but the thing is, I take the whole service as well, man.
Yeah.
Packaging. Yeah.
All inclusive holiday.
Yeah, all inclusive, man. On an all inclusive holiday.
Yeah, ain't no half board around here, man.
No, man. I think the whole thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, nah, that was a good call. This felt like a proper conversation. I feel like we had to get a lot off our chest today, man. I feel like if I didn't, bro, like, man would have been swinging from a tree right now.
Like, yeah, like, man.
Like, literally, the amount of the resilience, the mental fortitude you have to have, bro, in today's world, yeah, when it comes to dealing with opposite sex, it's mad, bro. And you know what? This podcast is not no manosphere thing or some woman bashing thing, bro. We're both terrible in our own ways, men and women. More women, but yeah. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but man, you know what? Man, I had to get off my chest. There's so much. I wanted to go into more, but it's so hard to talk, like, when it comes to sort of sensitive subjects. But with the other one, with the money one, yeah, that was like, I can't get into that because I would get it. Mark, you saw me that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
you know, you did see me that day.
Yeah, I did.
After multiple things happened in it that day.
I didn't even put my work clothes. I didn't even change my clothes because I was working in.
You know, yeah, I'm very rare. I do that.
Yeah, I know. Very. I was like,
very.
I remember
rare.
He called me. I was like, 15 minutes, bro. I was like, yo. Basically, emergency. I was like, yo, this guy's on the map.
Emergency me.
Oh, man.
DEFCON 5.
Emergency.
No, it was. No, they went to DEFCON. They went to DEFCON. It was that bad. They went to DEFCON.
Oh.
You know me, bro. You know, like, I'll be honest in it, yeah. When it comes to dealing with women and girls, like, oh, yeah, I've wanted to bullshit and all that, but I don't. It's not becomes that magnitude of a problem where it's a mad thing. But if this one. And what of the other thing that accumulated to that as well, I had to call you.
Oh, yeah.
I had to call you.
Yeah. That's one of the ones.
But yeah, man, do you know what? You do the outro. I'll do the candy camera stuff.
Okay.
And then we'll leave it there, innit?
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Again, please like this video, please. Very important. Subscribe if you haven't already, if you're new around here. You know. We love you all. Thanks. Until next time.